No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, it's the Max Sitch.
Oh, hood. Five crap.
How you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm nifty, man. I woke up this morning on hood. I'm blessed. I'm free. I'm getting money on hustlers. I'm not in jail. It's a nifty day on 55th Street.
C-Mac the Loke in the building. Crazy, man. We all been obsessed with your Instagram for the past few weeks.
So I appreciate it.
I'm excited that we could get you in the booth here so we could find out about the man behind the one of the most iconic phrases going right now on 55th Street. It's taking over the world. You're making it huge.
On hood.
On hood, too. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Tell me a little bit about your upbringing.
Well, I'm going to keep it nifty on 50s with you, you know? I was brought up out here when I was young, right? Got in some shit. A little shit I got in, right? My mama, she had a nice boyfriend. You know, he's living out in Texas. I'm like, cool. I'm going to come out here. We're going to try to, you know, do something different. All right, cool. So they had me in school. I went to a famous school out there.
In Texas.
On hood, in Houston, Texas. I did 2 years out there. I never graduated or nothing, but look, at least I went. Look, but Beyonce graduated from that motherfucker, Elsick Hastings.
You big on Beyonce?
I ain't never met her.
You fuck with the music, though?
Yeah, her music nifty on hood. I respect her and Jay-Z on hood. Okay. You fight me? So I went there a couple years, then my mama met a new boyfriend out there, the other relationship. It didn't work, so she met somebody else. Mr. Gary was a great man. You know, he tried to put me in Job Corp. It didn't work. I'm like, well, fuck it. Just called my auntie and everybody. Shout out to my aunties. And I came back to L.A. and ended up back out here.
Right. So what age was that you went to Texas?
Shit. Nigga had to be, hold on. God damn it. Oh, shit. It's 2000, god damn it, 2009, 2010.
Okay.
That's a teenager. I don't hood.
How old are you right now?
Shit, nigga, 28. Just turned 28 February 20th. We did the Op Goblin video.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what about your younger days, though, when you were real young? Like, what was your day-to-day experience like? What kind of area did you come up in?
Day-to-day experience? Well, I'm keeping nifty on 50s. Mama and her boyfriend used to always fight. It was problems. You fight me? Just problems. Uh-huh. But I always remember, right? She would have the cold shit in the refrigerator. That's that beer. I've been drinking that shit a long motherfucking time.
Really?
But as at the younger ages, it was a lot of problems.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of problems. So them, as I got older, bringing me to Texas with my mama, and trying to work things out there was going to see a little more nifty, you fight me, as far as how I was going to end up or stern out.
You were always knowing about the gangbanging shit? Or
I've known about it since at least 12.
Okay.
About 12. You know what I'm saying? It was more so people I've had in my family, people I've known that died behind it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I've always felt, I said, well, damn, you know, as a younger kid, I want, you know, to play sports and do this, do that type of shit.
Mm.
You know, the era I grew up in is when, what's cut name? Lil Bow Wow came out with Like Mike. Niggas wanted to be a basketball player.
Mm.
So that's why I wanted to do, like, little basketball shit. But then eventually, I'm like, no, nigga don't want to do that no more. Nigga got more influenced by the shit. Uncles in L.A., different people in L.A., you know, more influenced in it. Like, no, you know, nigga going to see a Crip.
Right.
A Crip. That's what it is, you know. And Snoop Dogg had a strong influence. A nigga my age, I'm born in the 90s.
Right.
Snoop Dogg, you see the East Side, you see Trady and them niggas. Stronger influence on the gangbanging.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, what music you grew
Snoop
up listening
Dogg.
To.
It's Snoop motherfucking Dogg.
That was my first rapper. When I was, like, 9, Snoop Dogg was God to me.
Oh, God, that damn. Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
Very influential Crip.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Snoop Dogg is.
You think you're going to get a chance to tap in with him at some point?
Man, that would see a nice blessing. I appreciate that on hood.
Right.
Snoop. It's Crip Mac from that 55th Street.
Right. You got to get him behind you, man. I feel like he could, if he got behind your career, things could really blow up.
Oh, man, that's nifty. Woo-hoo!
Right.
Yeah.
Easy. I seen you with Spider Loke, so you got a lot of legends.
Spider Loke. All right, Spider Loke. Yeah, yeah. You know, from the east side of L.A., you know what I'm saying? A homie. Cool, cool, everything. You know, he know the big homie, Baby Snaps, and his people, the older homie. You know, you know them. Real cool. He looked out. Yeah, Spider Loke. I fuck with Spider Loke. I like Cub music. I like his get down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I like Spider Loke. It is a beautiful world.
It is, isn't it?
All hood.
So, okay, when did you actually become a 5'5 Crip?
Well, at the age of 19.
19.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why now.
Okay.
All right, so my mom and her boyfriend's shit didn't work out. Right. I went to school out there. I didn't graduate. I didn't do no productive shit at the time. He's sick of the shit. He's like, well, go to Job Corps or do this. I'm like, fuck this shit. I call Auntie and them in L.A. Call them. I go out there. I go back to L.A. I pack all my shit, like I said. Pack your shit and run.
Right.
I packed my shit and ran back to L.A.
Uh-huh.
I was on 59th and 8th Avenue by Crenshaw and Slauson by Nipsey. I was in the Dorset Village with them niggas over there. You know? Then I moved with my auntie on 45th and Western. And I stayed over there in the 40s.
Uh-huh.
Met a good man. Junie Nutso. You know? And then from there, went to 55th Street and got put on. In the alley.
Uh-huh.
Baby Snaps in the alley.
Uh-huh.
We got shit cracking.
Right.
And from there, they asked me, they say, hey, because a lot of people wonder how gangbanging is. They asked me to say, you know, I didn't grow up there. On what? I did not. I stayed in Texas a few years. I stayed in the 60s. And then I stayed in the 40s. So it's like, all right, well, these young niggas know Cub. But, you know, the niggas that grew up here their whole life don't know Cub.
Mm.
So really, you got to prove yourself over here to see somebody.
Mm.
So he asked me, you got put on. So after everything, he asked me, Baby Snaps asked me, he said, well, what do you want to do? Why do you want to gangbang? I said, I want to kill, destruct, and destroy. He said, I like that. And ever since then, it's been about programming and gangbanging. 55th Street. And it's about money. You hear me?
It's
about getting the money on hood.
See, okay, that's interesting, because a lot of times, there's different like ways that people be gangbanging,
yeah,
right?
There's some people that say they want to gangbang because,
you want to go shoot at somebody.
Yo, there you go.
There's some people, that's like their whole gangbanging thing is just beefing with other people, right?
Right. Or you'll meet a nice sitch. She want to gangbang because her baby daddy from somewhere, right?
Mm.
But Cuff beat her ass. He did destruction to her ass on hood. So right. Now she want to see from this hood and get back at Cuff and cut new baby mama from their side of the turf. So it's all different reasons why motherfuckers want to gangbang.
A lot of problems get started that way.
That's how it go. You know, a lot of people, like I said, they influenced by music, different people, this and that. You know what I'm saying? But my whole reason was gangbanging was kill, destruct, and destroy.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that's, oh, goddamn. I mean, it's common sense.
Right.
I would. It just means full gas. Gas, gangbang the hardest you could go. That's it.
Just be out there, just
represent.
Having a good time.
No turning shit down in them county jails. No PCing up.
Mm.
None of that type of shit. You go to CJ, you stay there. You squabble whatever dorm you in with the enemies, wherever you at. You stay there till they, because then they're going to send you to Wayside.
Mm.
You wait till they call, you go to Wayside, and you go to Wayside with the homies.
Mm.
It ain't no, a lot of niggas want to go here and all them, I'm having the homies pull me up. No, fuck all that. You gas them niggas and do what you do.
Mm.
On hood, that's what you do. They gonna see you the wayside, you gonna go where your Crips is at.
Right.
That's how you gotta do it. It's about your reputation.
So, okay, just to throw out an example and get your thoughts on it. When I interviewed Draco the Ruler a few months ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He talked about Soulja Boy and how he saw Soulja Boy was in PC. And he took issue with that.
Oh, the nigga used to crank that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, he not, like I said, I have nothing against different people because I've only lived in Texas and out here.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against different gangbangers from different states
right.
And different places because you got real niggas from everywhere and you got custers from everywhere in my Baby Snaps voice.
Mm.
Just like this, I'm going to say just like this. Soulja Boy, he went PC'd up. He's a sitch. You can cut in the ass with your blue chucks and knock him out. We don't need niggas like that around here. We don't fuck with people like that.
Mm.
And it comes like this. Motherfuckers don't care how much money you got these days.
Mm.
You hear me? If you pretty much, if you nothing, you nobody, they don't need you. They're going to get your ass away from there. Or they're going to book you for everything you got.
Right.
On 55th Street.
But so Soulja Boy can't just be a rapper.
He can't.
He's got to go by the code.
PC shit.
Right.
It's no respect.
But you don't think there's any room
for... It's no respect.
There's got to be rappers in the game who can just be bitch-ass rappers, right?
Like, I don't think so.
No? Everybody's got to abide by the code?
I would say you can't say everybody is about what they talk about. Mm. You find me? Everybody ain't 55th Street. Everybody ain't Crip Mac.
Mm.
Or niggas I know. On hood. You find me? But at the same time, you got some motherfuckers with hard lyrics. You know, but they hit that county jail. That ain't me.
Mm.
That ain't me. Nigga, we know that shit when they look crip.
Right.
You stand up for what you believe in on hood. That's what it's about. It's about your reputation. It's about programming and five tenant. And matter of fact, this is program time five.
Is this a brand deal?
Yes, it is. Program time five. Coach Warren.
Okay.
Coach Warren. There's Coach Warren there.
Oh, okay.
Program time five. He's my workout trainer. I've known him years.
I see you doing the workouts.
Man, the burpees, everything. Look, this 280 going to turn into 255 pounds, but muscle. I'm going to lose all that baby fat. I ain't going to give none of these motherfuckers a chance. The nigga going to get on destruction mode. That's just how it's going to go. It's program time five.
Right.
He has the clothing line out on hood. Also, could do personal training for people out here in L.A., and around the surrounding areas. Mm. If you're serious and you want to get yourself in shape, the summer's coming, hood day's coming. Motherfuckers want to look right.
You I see you me? With the burpees, the burpees, the push-ups. You be doing the little the living room workouts.
Yes, I do. I get up early in the morning. I got to get that motherfucker in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like this. You got to program on the streets just like you would program in jail. Because them niggas, if I run into jail, them niggas in jail, if I'm on the streets just enjoying life and just not programming every day, they got more wind than you. You know, wind is stamina. They've been in there fighting for years. Some of them niggas is fighting life.
Because I have noticed that sometimes you'll be doing a video and you'll seem a little bit out of breath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm working out hard as a motherfucker.
So you'll just do a video mid-workout.
I work out in the morning, then I do the video, yeah.
Right.
I do the burpees, I do the push-ups. But I'm training with Coach Warren. You'll see more videos, and I'm really going to get this shit right.
Right.
You hear me? It ain't no Fat Mac. It's Crip Mac destruction.
Would you ever get liposuction?
No, fuck that. I could work out. I could program. I could 5'10 with program time five.
Because you got the good genetics.
I think I do.
If you really, train, I feel like you could look like a fucking UFC fighter.
That's something nifty on hood.
And the streets need that, you know? Like, they need you out here just glimmering, shining like Gucci Mane.
Yeah, that, you know, like...
Something like that.
Oh, all right. Oh. And that's what we call it. And that's what we call it, right? Yeah.
There it is. But do you go to the gym at all, or you mostly just do, the home workouts?
I work out in the living room. Sometimes we go to the gym. You'll go to the park with the homies and work out.
Right.
They got a full workout at the park. They do. They get their issue in.
Uh-huh.
It's about program time five, or motherfucker can just say 5'10". Like right. I said, you get to that county jail, them niggas been fighting murder cases. They've been sitting in that motherfucker 2 years.
Mm.
Every day they squabbling. Every day they working out. They not relaxing all day, drinking, doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So on the streets, a motherfucker got to get active just how they get in that motherfucker.
Right.
It's only right, because at any time, any day, you could go back to that motherfucker, and it's like, damn, Carl, I wish I would have called Coach Warren to do them burpees. These niggas just, they've been here 2 years. They big as a motherfucker. It's just how it is. They've been programming. You got a gang of faves. Look at my shit on me. Look what I got tatted on me. On hood. Get ready for all of it. On hustlers.
Right.
And it is. It's the life I chose. And a nigga ain't never going to give up how I am about it. But at the same time, a nickel going to get cut money out here and 5'10". You fight me? I'm also giving back to the community. I already talked to ODM Slim and Coach Warren and a few other good buddies of mine, sir. And they told me, come hood. They said, look, we're going to give back to the community. You got to give back and let the people know, hey, look, I'm a good man. Mm. I'm a good man on hood. I'm a gangbanger, yeah. I hate enemies. No names, nothing like it, but I hate enemies. But at the same time, on 55th Street, look, we have, let's say, all right, people have kids.
Mm.
They have wives. I have a granny, you see what I'm saying? I don't have kids yet, but I have a girl, I have grannies. You know what I'm saying? You got to respect your people. A lot of people don't understand, damn, how is Cut Ruthless like this? But he respects granny.
Mm.
kids and other. I say, well, check this out. I say, granny kids, and these people are innocent. These motherfuckers ain't never did nothing to me or the people. I love that gangbang. Can you kind of feel what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people don't understand. I see it on comments all the time. They say, well, he has a heart. Like when the young Chanel, the girl, you know, that died from the brain cancer.
I saw that. You made a video about that.
On 55th Street, from the bottom of my heart, I meant that.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people are like, well, how do you mean that? She wasn't a gangbanger.
Right.
That was an innocent girl that died.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? So they really don't understand, well, how do you have a heart but you like this?
Right. Because, okay, you've been around for a long time, so you...
I've been around sometime, I would say a long time.
28,
you know?
Though. You know, you've seen a lot of shit.
I've seen a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What would you say to somebody who would say that, you know, we got to increase the peace. We got to stop people beefing with each other. We got to bring the people together.
Bring the people together. Well, what kind of people are we talking about here?
Everyone.
Oh, everyone. Well,
but maybe in your case in particular, like, you know, the
non-affiliates
of LA, like, bring all these people together. Like, is there any, what, like, that, and that, to be honest, when it comes to the forehead tattoo and stuff,
shit.
This is what kind of worries me, is it seems like it closes the idea or closes the door on any possibility of peace. It's sort of like a pledge to never stop beefing, right?
I mean, I thought, see, 5 motherfuckers see me with this was a pledge to fight not, you know. The seat was going to continue.
Mm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So people go through a lot of hurt. You know, I know you probably got some gangbanging buddies that have been in and out the county jail, the penitentiary.
Mm.
And they tell you, you know, it starts with pretty much, let me say, you got your people from your hood, right? Mm. You love them. Something happens. It's tragic. Shit gets tragic.
Right.
And that's just how it is. And then it gets so tragic to where it will mentally fuck your brain up.
Mm.
It mentally fuck your brain up any chance you get at whatever other side, right? It's destruction.
Right.
I'm just gonna keep it 55th Street.
So when you get a tattoo like that, it's not like, oh, my gang is supposed to hate this gang. It's a personal thing, that's why you feel so strong about it.
My gang hates these motherfuckers.
Right.
But they took somebody close to me off of the Vernon and Western side that was like a big brother to me.
Mm.
A nigga was with him every fucking day. We would drink, we would talk. I go to prison, I get out of prison. He like, I like the Cardi C diss you did in prison. I said, thanks. I'm in the halfway house. I
you
get a
diss
call
Cardi B?
The next day. I get a call the next day on Neighborhood Crip and cut dead.
Right. And that fucked you up.
Mentally.
Mm.
Mentally.
I think a lot of people deal with really serious trauma and then they don't really like ever really find a way to process it.
I tell you from that, how I fight to process it. Sometimes you have to think about other things.
Mm.
Sometimes you have to go program time 5 with Coach Warren and get your workout in the LA area. You got to work. You know what they say? I remember when I was in prison, Lil Reese from East Coast told me, we work out. When you work out in there, you're stressed out. You're sick as fucking everybody on the streets. You in there, you're trying to get these J-Pays in. You're sick in your head. Get them water bags. Do your workout and you program. Get you a nice hot cup of coffee.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And program. It's all about fighting and staying focused. When people go through shit like that, that's so bad, sometimes you have to get away from motherfuckers.
Sometimes you have to get away. But sometimes don't you think you need to just allow yourself to really deal with the pain and the suffering? I feel like in a lot of ways you probably don't really allow yourself the space to really be sad about losing somebody you love because you're kind of obsessed with the idea of revenge. And
well, I've lost a few people I've loved, you know. A young guy,
uh-huh.
December 10th.
I'm sure you lost a lot of people.
Yep, 2016.
Everybody I know who comes from your type of situation has lost dozens and dozens of people. I think a lot of people don't really even deal with how traumatic that is, you know?
I think some people, you know, Tupac said, and life goes on. Life does go on. At the same time, you got to take care of your family.
Hmm.
You got to get your money. You got to build up. You hear me? And how I look at it, you build up. I mean, it's like, but it's at times, pretty much motherfuckers know it's play ball. I'm just going to keep it 55th Street.
What made you want to do the forehead, though? Like, that's full-on commitment to this lifestyle, right? Every cop that ever looks at you for the rest of your life is going to be thinking that you're the most craziest motherfucker ever. Why do it to yourself?
Well, I'm to this shit, to this 55th Street, I'm dedicated to this shit. You hear me? I'm dedicated to this right here. And, you know, whatever the outcome is. You hear me? Like I said, I'm never covering it up. It's never coming off.
Never.
All phase, whatever. Niggas want a penitentiary blast in the county. Whatever, fuck it. You get to that penitentiary, you're going to have to burn this motherfucker off. It ain't coming off.
Right.
You know, at the same time, if I would say, fire other children and other people, some people are like, oh, he's a hypocrite. No. I would want them to play sports and do good things with their life. I mean, pretty much if you want to come out here and get in that alley and meet niggas like Baby Snaps and other niggas, I mean, hey, sign your death certificate, oh hood. Because once you fuck up, them G's, them big homies, is on your ass. You hear me? It ain't no favoritism in this motherfucker. It don't matter how long you been from, you fuck up, you fuck up. Just like in the penitentiary, you get DP, you get DP'd by your race. So it's pretty much like, motherfucker, come out here and this is what they want to do. Look, just sign your death certificate. It ain't all fun and games. It ain't.
But in a way, does it feel like you kind of use the gangbanging thing to sort of have given up on your hope for the future in a way? Like, does it represent that?
I would never say I gave up on my hope in the future. I've been going in and out that L.A. County Jail, CJ, Wayside, a nice amount of time now, right? And this is how I look at it, though. You know, I've written music. I wrote, matter of fact, 2014 at Wayside, I wrote Nickel Bar, me and T-Fly's song. I wrote the hook to that motherfucker.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I finally got a chance to do a song with her. You see what I'm saying? I wrote so much music in Wayside to where when I'm out now and I got music, oh shit, that's C-Mac. You read some of the comments. I was in jail with him. He ain't turned down no fades.
Right.
And they write. I was at Wayside writing music, waiting to come home, waiting for Baby Stretch to come get me at the Union Station. That's it.
Did you want to rap before you got locked up?
I've been doing a little rapping, you know, a little rapping. It always was a dream, you know what I'm saying? But I never thought much of it. I really never thought much of it.
But then in prison, you actually started writing.
Oh, county jails.
Right.
Then when I went to prison, I actually started. You know, when you're locked up, there's not much to do. You're going to work out. You're going to go to court. You're going to fight. You're going to fight. You're going to go back to the dorms. You're going to fight. You're going to get on the bus. You're going to get to Wayside. You're going to fight. You're going to eat. You're going to go to sleep. You're going to wake up again. You're going to fight. You're going to go back to court. So when you finally get your pen and your pad and you got a little chance, say, hey, look, let me go ahead and put some shit together. I'll put some shit together. The motherfuckers are like, hey, I like this. See, Mac, I like that. Even the enemy's like, oh, yeah, that's going to make some money. And they told me.
Right.
And I got out, you know. Got to the Union Station, Baby Stretch, he'll pick me up, and there it was from there.
How did you start going viral?
Oh, shit. Whenever it was my cat, Shantae, or that fucking Popeye's chicken. You, matter of fact, I was, goddamn. Well, earlier was the Cardi C diss.
Right. How did that happen? Why did you diss her?
Oh, well, I was, you know, talking to some homies in prison, and I guess she had said something to disrespect the Cribs.
Like,
well, hold on. She's already in New York, and she disrespecting the Cribs. I'm like, damn. I even got the diss I wrote. You hear me? But I would keep it nifty on 50s. We're about making money, right? So we won't disrespect anybody's enemy hoods, but they know what it is. I even had the diss that I wrote on my bunk with the camera and everything. You know, you heard it. Have you heard it?
I actually didn't even know about that, no.
Oh, would you like to check it out?
Why not? Let's just do a little preview. We'll open it up and observe it right now. We could talk about it after, yeah.
Yeah. You want me to do it?
Oh, you want to just perform it? Sure,
well,
let's go.
I'll let you hear how the shit sounds.
Yeah, hit me with it.
They go like this. Cardi C, you don't see in them streets. I'll bring you down to Western, turn you to Cardi C. All that internet shit you're talking about, the Crips, you're not with this bullshit in my city. You get chipped. Blue rag, blue heat. This L.A. Crippin' gets real. Fuck with me. I send my little homegirls on a murder drill. Fly real. And you could get clapped with this hot steel. So pay attention and listen close. Don't diss past the South Central L.A. West Coast is yellow tape and gun smoke. I heard your diss track in Wasco State Prison like a fight Crip. I know this out-of-state blood bitch ain't dissing. A real Crip. I does my dues. These blue Air Max with blood on the bottom. These thirsty Crip shoes, little sitch on hood. And it's all understood. Don't bring your ass to my section. Keep your ass in Hollywood. Learn to respect the C or end up missing B. It's C-Mac from that 5-5-N-A-C. Fuck Cardi C. I wrote that in prison. That went viral.
Offset's looking at the TV right now so mad. He's just...
Here's Cup. Oh, damn. Hey, just drink some old English and you'll feel a lot better.
So you really got bars for anybody who's gonna disrespect the Crips, period.
I got bars, you know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
But like I said, I never thought as far as the rap thing actually seeing what I was gonna do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was times I was just thinking, well, damn, maybe I could do some mechanic work. I was over there on Slauson and 6th Ave.
Hmm.
I was working with a man named Mark. We were doing mechanic work.
Right.
Doing mechanic work with him. He was paying good money. I'm young teenager, doing work, making money. Making $80 a day. Not bad at a shop. Not bad at all. You know, I just started not going to work anymore. Started drinking Old English every day and just fucking up shit. And then eventually I'm like, damn, I never went back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it got to the point to where he wouldn't put no more money on the books.
Hmm.
I'm like, well, fuck, I'm not going back to that job.
Right. When's the last time you had a job?
Well, what kind of job are we talking about?
Well, see, you're making hella money off shout-outs right now, right?
A lot. Job.
No, I don't. Yeah, I was talking about a regular job. When's the last time you had one of those?
Well, I helped Mr. Sandman move some stuff in on his truck. He paid me to do that.
Who's the Sandman?
Mr. Sandman. It's a good friend of mine, Mr. Sandman. I've helped him move some things. He's paid me some money.
Okay.
Help him move, you know, that type of stuff. Actually, I had a Craigslist thing I was doing about like a, kind of like, you know, moving stuff, trying to make extra money.
Hmm.
But when they see me, they're like, this big motherfucker with all these tattoos, they wouldn't call back.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, damn. And people used to tell me it's always going to seem hard to get a job.
But you probably thought about that before you got the face tats, right?
But then once I realized the whole world is seeing it, it's like, well, damn, I don't get the fuck away from Granny, Mommy, and Shantae. I love y'all. Let me get back out here and get shit how it's going. Look, I'm not hiding. I'm out here.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? I'm not on Granny's couch no more with that cat in the desert.
Right.
I'm out here. You see what I'm saying? Now that I'm out here, they know I'm out here. I got my whole hood behind me.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's like, damn. Might as well just take this shit and make as much money as we can.
Yeah. What has it been like seeing that on 55th Street go so viral and your catchphrases, really?
I love it. Sometimes people hit me up and I think it's a setup. So I block the account. You know, see, man, you just blocked your biggest fan. I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't know.
Right. But they just keep blocking you. You keep getting your account deleted, right?
It only got deleted a couple times, but now that, you know... I don't post the big booty naked sitches on that motherfucker no more. If they want to send the money for the promo, they don't even get it. Because that type of shit gets your account deleted.
I had a friend who was trying to sell straps on his close friends and they deleted his account.
Yeah, he shouldn't do no shit like that.
Seems obvious in retrospect that he probably shouldn't have been doing that, huh?
But you know, I respect people's businesses. You know, everybody.
Right.
Rather you're selling clothes. Matter of fact, maybe you have, you know, TikTok videos, your kids, animals. I like animals. You know, I like Shantae.
Right.
That eats that Popeye's chicken.
So you fuck with cats.
I love cats, but I also love blue-nosed pit bulls. But at the time, I couldn't have that in Granny's house. She didn't like it.
It's tough to have both at the same time.
Yeah.
A little cat and a big-ass pit bull?
Yeah.
You want to see my cat?
Yeah, let's check it out. What's his name?
Tony.
Oh, hey, Tony.
All white cat.
All white. Oh, Tony's cool. Look at Tony. Can I show the camera?
You just look at it. We'll
all right, we're going to blow Tony up. He's a nice white cat. because he like Popeye's chicken.
Yeah, I've never given it to him.
Well, just try giving him a small piece.
You can't just feed a cat fucking fried chicken, can you?
I mean, my cat Shantae, she black as a motherfucker, and she love that Popeye's chicken.
But a lot of people seem really worried about you feeding Popeye's to your dogs, like with the bones in.
I'll stop.
Okay.
Okay.
Because of the bones?
Well, we're just going to stop altogether. I was thinking something, maybe we just get them some tuna. Some tuna. Something light. You fight me?
Some tuna.
I don't want nothing to happen to the animals.
Let me ask you, do you only fuck with Popeyes? Or can you fuck with churches? Can you fuck with the Louisiana Fried?
I really don't give a fuck about it. You know, I'm a Popeyes type of nigga. I do fuck with the taco trucks. I like tacos. Mm.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I love motherfucker. I love beer.
Love beer.
You know what I'm saying?
Malt liquor.
Yeah, malt liquor. it's a thing about me when I drink hard liquor. I can't control this shit. That's, you know.
You go crazy. You don't fuck with any other kind of drugs or anything, just beer?
Oh, is beer a drug?
No, but I guess. In some
no, way. I don't fuck with no drugs. I never did no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Never got into it.
No. In my hood, you on drugs, the homies gonna call and have you ordered up, and you gonna get fucked up. Mm. We gonna take you in the alley, and they gonna beat the shit out of you.
Right.
They don't tolerate people on drugs from where I'm from.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've always remember that, like, oh, shit. You know, I've tried, I know, she pretty as a motherfucker. She doing this, she doing that. Blah, blah, blah. Wait, cut the homies. Fuck that. Nigga gonna be in that alley, baby. Snap's gonna be on that motherfucking phone. So, kids, say no to drugs.
Yeah.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Mm. 100%.
That's it.
When did you actually start replacing like 4 in your sentences with 5?
Well, look, I'm going to keep it nifty on 50s with you. All of us from the rolling 50s talk like that.
Mm.
You find me? It's just my shit went real viral. Mm. Everybody use 5s. And it's no disrespect to any gangs from the foe or nothing like that. We fuck with the 40s tough.
Mm.
It's just every hood has a different way they talk, you know? We say, you fight me.
Right.
You got the guys on Figueroa, you fig me.
Mm.
It's just like, you feel me.
I got you.
That's what it means.
Right.
Yeah. But we talk with 5s. That's just how the 5-5s in the 50s, 5-7s and 8s. That's just how it is.
What's your favorite shout out that you've done?
Favorite shout out?
Because there's a lot of classics.
Yours was a great one.
Lena the plug, Parker Ann.
On 5-5 Crip.
And he taxed me too.
I loved it. And also, I've also had a man, he hit me up. Boom, $200. I love it. Oh, damn. Cool. It's a nice one.
I don't know if it was $200.
Oh, look, he said the $200. But all he wanted to leave his girl. So he wanted to leave his girl. He sent $200.
Oh, so he paid you to break up with her for him?
Not break up. He wanted to go get the followers I had so he could meet him a new sitch and leave her motherfucking ass at home. So he pretty much told me, look, I have this money. Ladies hit me up. He has money. Ladies hit him up. He's single.
Right.
You know, he just moved out. So pretty much get him out there so Cuck could get the sitches.
I've seen you do ones just like congratulating people on their anniversary.
I congratulate people on their anniversary, C-Days.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. Some people, you know, fans, they have family members that passed. I let them know pretty much everything gonna see all right. This, what you should do, you find me, to get through this type of situation.
Mm.
You know, deaths are hard these days.
You've got a lot of good advice for people.
I got a lot of good advice. I sure do.
Can we bring up the Instagram clips? I wanna play a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Get at Cub about your credit. Cud do serious business out here. Get at Cud on 5-5 Crib.
This is a good one.
Hey, Cud, what the fuck you waiting for? Go get your cakes. You deserve some hood. You fight me. I know you hungry. You know you like sweets.
I also was hungry.
Go get your cakes.
Find
all types of different party issues on hood. Different occasions. You fight me. Weddings. On hood, baby showers. Or just anytime you want some cakes, you the kids, your baby mama, your side sitch. Snoever, your wife, your mama, your granny, family member, Snoever on hood. Maybe y'all having a hood day.
I like y'all decide y'all because it's like, you know you hungry.
Barbecue and they have their thunder dunk.
Like you're kind of like threatening the person.
Why don't you order
like,
your cakes?
Like you better order this shit.
Lady right here on hood. Mm-hmm. She's selling cakes.
She's selling cakes.
And she look good. On 5'5 crab.
Yeah. Okay, so talk to me about that one. Like, I feel like, you know, it's like you're almost like intimidating the viewer into buying some cakes, which I really like.
No. I try to keep it nifty on 50s. You hear me?
You know you're hungry.
100%. I was hungry. You know, we took care of business, you know, in the DM, whatever. All right, cool. So pretty much, I was hungry. Uh-huh. It's a motherfucking matter of fact.
Can you get more into the mic?
The Popeye's chicken was late that day.
Mm.
But I was hungry when I was doing the interview. But I was just thinking, hey, look, this is a pretty lady. She is selling these good cakes. You know, and she looks good. And she has some nice cakes on that motherfucker on her ass.
Mm.
I'm like, well, damn. I said, let me go ahead and do this interview. I'm just pretty much let people know, you know, baby showers, weddings, nice sweets, nice cakes, some hood. You know, you go to the hood day, you got your barbecue. You know, you might want some cakes and shit. Then the homies, you know, they do their Thunderdome in the back. Look, you got the barbecue and cakes. That's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good advertisement about the cakes, the bakery type shit.
Okay, this is a good one.
You find me? That fish from Popeyes is fire on hood. You find me on 5'5 Crip? Look, incarceratedbeauties.com on hood. Tap in with them. You find me? There's plenty of prison women that would love some good Popeyes on hood. Them fish sandwiches and the chicken. You don't know how many motherfuckers I know, cuz, that love that Popeyes chicken on hood. Go out and get your Popeyes chicken. And remember, tap in with a beautiful penitentiary woman and get her some Popeyes on 5'5 Crib.
Dating a woman who's in prison sounds kind of tempting.
A woman in prison, she might appreciate a motherfucking more than somebody that you find me, a girl that's on the streets. A woman in prison is gonna get out and she might have a future to change it in life.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Because she's been locked up.
Could you date just someone who's currently incarcerated?
Yeah, I can.
Even if you're not seeing them for years?
I mean, I'll go visit. I'll put some on the commissary. I'll get commissary money on there.
You're not gonna go get some pussy on the outside?
Oh, see, look, how we let's keep it nifty on 50s. On 55th Street. We do it just like this. All right, look. She's in there. Look, she gotta appreciate Crip Mac having money on her books, letters, and shit where she's straight. On Hustas, I'm free on her, you fight me? It's the same as a flip around on Hustas. A flip around is if I'm locked up in that motherfucker. Mm. Just make sure I eat every motherfucking day. I got commissary on hood. I got letters. You fight me, I'm straight up in there. I don't give a fuck what motherfucker you fuck out there.
Mm.
On Hustas, I don't give a fuck.
You don't care?
No, on Hustas. Make sure I'm straight up in this motherfucker.
She's fucking your enemies and you don't care.
Oh, well, damn. Come me, Hustas.
When it's your girl, everybody's the enemy, right?
But no, not necessarily. You said enemies. I'm thinking
right.
Opposites.
People that you specifically don't get along with. But just in general, anybody getting your girl's cheeks is going to be kind of upsetting, right?
It gets there to a point. I'm going to keep it on 50 straight. It does. At the same time, look, I'm in jail. I got a 510. I got a program. So look, as long as you continue to have this money, this fight, this commissary fight me,
right?
And these letters, and I get these phone calls on hood, I'm gonna make it work, because I'm gonna see in there, I'm a program, I'm a 510, and guess what? I'm gonna get out, we might work it out, we might not. If we don't, I'm out. I got a solid reputation still, just a little money built up on the streets. I got a fresh start, you find me? And I'm gonna get cracking, I'm gonna make shit happen.
Your future's looking bright right now.
It's looking bright, it's a beautiful world.
Right.
On hood it is.
That's exciting.
Oh, it's amazing.
What do you see for yourself as your potential in your future that you're like really working towards?
What is potential? God damn. Oh shit. Oh. Like a bright light?
Just what? Where do you see yourself like a year or two from now if everything comes together?
Years from
you
now?
Know? Yeah.
Well, the music after Muddy and T on top.
Music sounding good.
Music sounding good.
It's the Mad Sitch, and I'm about to
hopefully
attack.
I have the money to open up YMCA for the kids, girl. For the kids on hood. Also, we gotta have stuff for the people on Skid Row. Different stuff for them. Maybe they want some chicken sandwiches or some fish sandwiches, you know. We could do that. We have money to do that. Fundraisers. Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, stuff like that. You find me in the future, you know, I say don't let the fame or the money get fight me, you know. I know what I'm about and how I live. You hear me? Like I said, any day I could go to jail. Any day I could get killed. You fight me? Always keep God at the top.
Are you worried about getting locked up?
I never worry about this shit like that. You fight me? If it happens, it happens. I know when I get in that motherfucker, let me see it. It's not much yellow tape around this motherfucking city right now. So it's like, oh, well. What motherfuckers is really up in here, just in here? I'll fight any fucking body. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I was wondering this. Do you have any, like, things that you're really into that we wouldn't expect? Like, in particular, like, white shit? Like, I was wondering, like, are you a big Taylor Swift fan, for instance? Something like that would surprise us.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But look.
I wouldn't say that.
Lil Nas and Hannah Montana's pops. What's her name? God damn it.
Lil Nas and
Hannah Montana's dad.
Ray Cyrus.
On hood. That came out with that Old Town Road.
You was fucking with that.
I get up and I spin this motherfucker just like this with the five on my head on hood. I ain't even gonna lie. I like that motherfucker.
You did.
Oh yeah, that was a hit.
Yo, the world is getting a lot more progressive because we got C-Mac the Loke on the podcast expressing support for an openly homosexual rapper. That's cool.
Oh, it's Kuh that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck Kuh. He's more like a Tinashe 6ix9ine. Fuck Kuh. I liked how the song went, Kuh. I never knew Kuh was gay on hood.
So that's not cool with you?
That shit ain't nifty on 50s.
See, I think the gang world needs to get a little bit more open-minded to that. We still got a ways to go.
The gang world, you know, most of the motherfuckers in the gang world is already fucked up already.
Right. Ugh. What are some artists that you would like to work with?
God damn it.
Get
oh,
in the
shit.
Mic. What was that noise?
God damn. What are some artists? This is great. How about Crip Doggy Dog, Snoop Dogg?
Yes. We got to make that
Snoop
happen.
Snoop Dogg. Got to make it happen.
Got to.
Cool.
You a Blueface fan?
I don't fuck with Kuh.
we tried.
Damn. Anybody else that's cool? I like Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Lil Baby got some hot shit on hood. He out there, you know. You got some hot shit. I like the party tracks, you know. Cool. Damn, is there a lot of artists out there? Oh, shit. That's really, I mean, God damn. You got to give me some time to think. Give me 5 minutes. No, 5 seconds. I'm going to make it fast. Any other artists?
It's just Snoop and you.
Well, yeah. It's Crips. The Crips. Oh, well, yeah, Snoop Doggy Dogg for show. You know what I'm saying? I said Lil Baby, right. Lil Baby right. Cool as a motherfucker. I like Rod Wave's music, matter of fact. He got that, that grind up and through the struggle type of issue. I like that motherfucker right there. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. I'll probably work with Kuh.
Yeah.
Damn.
But basically, it's Crip Mac.
Well, it's Snoop Doggy Dogg.
And Snoop Dogg.
Lil Baby. Shit, any other artists? Oh, there's a few other artists. I, it's just going to take a little time to think, you know what, because I really don't listen to much artists. Like, well, I work with Spotty Loke, you know. It's a beautiful world on hood.
That's what's up.
Oh, so Snoop, Spotty Loke. Oh, damn. Oh, well, I'm trying to think of the big picture. God damn it. Oh, shit.
Eminem.
I like Eminem. I respect Cub on Neighborhood Crip. Eminem. Lyricist. Came from 8 miles. He came from a trailer park. And he made it through the struggle. You hear me?
Hmm.
I respect that right there.
What was it?
Oh, shit. Wait. Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah.
How I forget about Cube, Cub?
Gotta fuck with Cube.
God damn. Ice Cube.
What did Nipsey mean to you on a personal level, and what was it like losing him?
Nipsey was a good man. I was in a Dorset Village in the 60s, right? Okay. Me and an old man named Slauson Bruce, we would come to the shop with Black Sam. We'd be out there, Nip would let us clean that parking lot.
Mm.
And he'd get us something to eat at Master Burgers and give us some money. I did that a few days. Then I went on 45th and Western and moved with my auntie. You know, shout out Black Sam, and he's a good man.
Mm. Yeah, R.I.P. Nip.
Yeah, Nip was a good man. He gave back the community. He meant a lot, you know what I'm saying? Real respectful.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Anything else that you wanted to talk about before we wrap
well,
this?
Well, yes.
Anything to look forward to?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, what you got?
Out the Mud ENT.
Mm.
No Back Talk 50. Fire Music. My boy. Normandy Ab, BS. You got the Mayor of the 50s, good music. Dre 5, Fatso, they got some projects with me. Great artist. Program Time 5, right?
Uh-huh.
And also, you know, I'm not a selfish motherfucker. I want to see motherfuckers make it. You hear me? I'm giving Nifty on 50s as not only to have a legit spot to stay, because, you know, I'm a target like a motherfucker. Look.
Right.
Yeah, shout out Lady Trendsetter. Her music's going to come out soon, in 5 to 7 weeks. So, right? And also, she's going to do her clothing line. Lady Trendsetter out the hundreds. And also, my cartoon, she's going to have a great part. And if anything else I got to say, you know, it is a beautiful world. It's a beautiful day.
Mm. And you're not Kyle Massey.
I'm not cuh.
They think you are, huh?
A lot of people do. My mom even said the face, it resembles a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the fat face, chinky eye. It do resemble. I'm not cuh, though. I was never on Disney Channel, none of that.
In real life, you guys look way different.
Oh, you look different?
You're just like really, you're like a big ass dude.
Well, you're Samoan and Belizean.
Oh, you're Samoan too.
Samoan's as big
as
a motherfucker, and Belizean's, you know, they got chinky eyes and they're kind of big also. So it's like a blend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Black Lives Matter and I'm still black on hood.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, a lot of people tell me I look like him. I see it a little bit, but not much.
When you get your stimulus check, spend it on Crip Max shout-out program.
How about the shout-out program? The cartoons is coming out on hood. That mixtape, I'm Firel, Out the Mud ENT, coming real soon on hood. You fight me, just you know, do that. And look, we're going to get everything together with, like I was saying, with the homeless people downtown L.A.
Shout out to
them. Look, we're going to try to get this YMC together. I got some good people in my corner. ODM Slim on hood. And Coach Warren, got him in my corner also with the workouts and everything.
Mm.
We're going to get everything together. We're going to get everything cracking.
On
5-5 Crip.
There it is.
You got to drink a sip of that motherfucker.
C-Mac the Loke, No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
NoJumper.com if you want to support. Follow my man, even though he's shadow banned like a motherfucker.
It's great having you, Adam.
You ever get the apple pie?
What apple pie?
At Popeyes.
Apple pie. Matter of fact, I haven't had it yet, but I remember my girl, she ordered the apple pie and she ate all that motherfucker. But she told me it was good.
All one person.
It was good. It was good as a motherfucker.
You a one biscuit kind of guy, or you get multiple biscuits on the side?
I like the biscuits on the side with the pop with the chicken.
You don't put honey? You put honey or butter on your biscuit at all?
No, a nigga throw some hot sauce on that motherfucker. It go good with this old English. And I got my chicken with the hot sauce.
You get the chicken spicy.
How did you know? You are like Popeye's spicy chicken.
How did you know, officer? C-Mac the Loke. That was hard.